Home film.
Hi
How you
there.
going? Film.
All right.
How you
Hi,
going?
Kurt.
Busy day, evening for you. Whereabouts are you at the moment?
Well, it's been a busy day, but now it's here, it's the evening, so things are easier.
So you're on the other side of you're on the side of the world that you're the correct way up. So as they say, I keep getting told I'm always upside down on this on the down here. So yeah. So you're actually heading our way for Supernova.
Yes, yes.
What ones are you attending? What states here in Australia are you attending?
Yes, I will be doing Supernova in Melbourne and in Gold Coast.
All right, yep.
Yeah, so
Okay.
very much looking forward to that.
Have you is this the first time for Supernova or have
Yes, yes.
yep. What about it being in Australia? Been here before or
Never,
no?
no,
So
it'll
it's
be my first
all new.
time.
It's all new for
Yeah.
you.
Yeah, I'm very
What?
excited. I
That'll
mean,
be
the closest I've come to ever being able to visit Australia was I got to shoot some scenes in a movie with Hugh Jackman. But we did that in Detroit, not in
No.
Sydney.
No. But yeah, so what was that movie with those scenes you did with Hugh?
That was a movie called Real Steel.
Yeah, I know the one. Yep. Yep. The he was in control of his robot. He had yeah,
Yeah,
yep.
it was robot competition fighting,
Yep.
and it was directed by that great director Shawn Levy, who's also one of the geniuses behind Stranger Things.
Oh really? I
So
actually
he
didn't know that.
can,
Yeah.
yeah.
And you've been I mean look, you've got quite a accomplished career in your voice acting and just your acting roles in general, but your if my information serves me correctly, your Audible original series that you've done
Oh.
more I kind of Moriarty or more
Moriarty, yes.
Moriarty,
Yes.
the Silent Order.
Yes.
That sort of piqued my interest because it was you worked with Dominic Monaghan and Helen Mirren on that, is that right?
Yes. And
Yeah.
Billy Boyd as well in season one.
No, all
And
right. Yeah.
yes. So it was funny because getting to work with guys from Lord of the Rings. I've got to ask them how to make this trip.
Yeah, no, how was that? Because I mean, Helen Mirren, she's great actress. I actually really loved her in Red and with Bruce Willis. I thought she was fantastic in that. And Dominic Monaghan as well. To be
Wow.
fair, I mean he's don't get me wrong, he's a great actor, but I just liked his work on Quantum Break. So yeah,
No,
but
they're both, I mean, absolutely brilliant. But I think a lot of people don't understand the level of brilliance to be able to do the level of movie work that Dominic and Helen do, and also be able to bring characters to life just with a microphone, without their beautiful faces behind it. Because when we watch them all on a movie screen, we can't take our eyes off them. But we also can't take our ears off them when we hear them acting with their voices. And that's a rarity. It's, I mean, that's like somebody being able to play basketball and rugby and be in the national wins, championships of both.
Yeah, no,
That's a rarity.
it always amazes me in the industry, you guys work in front of the camera, behind the camera, behind the microphone. Like yourself, you've done so many voices in your time as well. Like it's, you got in the DC animated universe, Futurama, Samurai Jack, or Weekenders, Invader Zim, that sort of stuff. I mean, I was talking to Greg Berger yesterday. And I asked him the question, one of your tools, one of the things that you need to look after is your voice. Like anything, any sportsman, you got to look after you, make sure you don't break a leg or something like that. But Like with doing that, how do you look after your voice? How do you do it basically? These various voices that are so, different night and day to each other. So.
Well, I mean, it's not the difference that is causes a level of, danger. It's the same muscles, the same skill. And you just this I mean, it's the same way, Laurence Olivier played Hamlet, King Lear. It didn't hurt him to have to switch from, a young Danish to an old English, but it's you're right. You definitely have to make sure you don't hurt your voice. But yes, because for on camera, if you mess up your face, the makeup department can come and help you. But
Yeah.
with voiceover, we don't have a inside your throat makeup.
That's right. No,
No,
it's just
but honestly, Kurt, the what you're talking about, the taking care of your voice is really more of a question in the video game world than it is just in regular audio acting, animation. Because in
okay.
video games, you play a character, but 9 out of 10 times, what they have you do after you say all the lines is, okay, now we're going to spend an hour and a half doing the death screams.
Yep.
Because
Oh,
every
yeah.
character you play in a video game gets killed in a number of ways. All right, Phil. Now he's being electrocuted. Oh, that's okay. Give me a longer one and make it sound more painful.
Yeah.
That can be bad for your throat.
And I think most of us can probably relate when you go to, I don't know, say just a big gathering, like whether it's a concert or something like that, and you're yelling all night long, and then the next day you've just got no voice. It's like that would be one of those things that we take for granted, but people like yourselves doing that, it would be something you just got to look after. And I mean, you've done a lot of video games, like some of my favorite, like Jak and Daxter, Final Fantasy, Dead Island, like Mortal Kombat, now Dead Set, like Mortal Kombat, and
Ah.
MKAU was named, well, it was originally Mortal Kombat Australia back, oh, 11 years ago, until we rebranded to, because myself and Lance, the two founders, we grew up on Mortal Kombat, so I'm
Oh, wonderful. So did I.
yes, yeah, it's I know it's just it's a cult, isn't it? Really, it's one of those things. So, but all that sort of stuff, it must be so much fun. It must be such an
Yes.
enjoyable career to have.
Yes. Well, it's enjoyable to work on good things. I mean, there are a lot of fighting games that it doesn't really matter about the characters. You can win just by pressing the button, pressing the button, pressing the button.
That's how I usually
But
win.
yeah. But what I, one of the great things about the Mortal Kombat world and getting to be a part of that universe, is they actually care about the characters. Like they fight differently. I mean, Liu Kang has a completely different fatality than Kotal Kahn.
It still amazes me, like the voices they that's
Sorry.
No, you're right. You're right. It's the joys of the world we live in, isn't it? It's connected all the time. So, but yeah, no, it's I don't know. It's I'm always, like I say, I'm always amazed with what you achieve as a voice actor. But basically, what is your preference? You've done, in front of the camera, behind the microphone, that sort of stuff. What is Do you have a preference? I mean, most people I speak to say, no, there's no real preference. It's just you've got the plus and minus of each. But I'm just curious to know.
Well, my preference is to work with genius creators slash writers, because I can tell you over 30 years of experience working with somebody like Dave Filoni, who created the animated world of Star Wars and then moved on to the live action television world of Star Wars, Book of Boba Fett, and all of those things. And working with Genndy Tartakovsky, who created the Samurai Jack series, even though those are completely different formats, the experience of being able to build worlds with geniuses like that, doing it as a cartoon or doing it as an Oscar-winning movie, like with working with Quentin Tarantino.
Yep.
It's the same. That's the preference. Because when you have great material, it makes your acting great.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You could, it would, I can only imagine that it'd be the same as, I was, when I was speaking with Greg, we touched on, the way that the world has evolved in the last sort of half decade or so because of that pandemic that we had that we don't like to, I don't like to harp on, but it is interesting in your world, that, previous or prior to that, it would have been, acting with other, you're performing with the other actors on that, and you feed off each other, and you, and that's where you can
Yes.
pull that emotion from. Whereas in, I'm in that time, I had, like, I'm assuming you probably found the same sort of thing during that time where we were all, locked down, et cetera, et cetera. It would have an effect on how you react or how your emotions are brought across in these things. And did you feel that, or did you come across that as well? Like,
Yes, absolutely. Because back in the old days, whenever you shot a movie, you were on set with your cast or did a play. And when we did cartoon series, they would have us all record together. But then when COVID hit, everyone had to record individually, alone, from home. And it's tough because then doing a part in an animated series or an animated feature, even. Like I did the My Little Pony movie, had to do that from here. And that became, it felt like working on video games because most video games only record the voice performances individually, alone, separately. Just like I'm sure they have the people doing the, visual graphics. They don't have them sit together.
No, that's right.
So it's like no. It's a factory. You all make your things and we put them together. We don't need you all to be together. So it was a little bit of a sadness to miss the sense of village community that we associate with voice performance. But now, thankfully, things are coming back. And actually, Kurt, I have a question. When you were a kid, down under, were cartoons just for children? Like, would your parents walk out of the room if they saw you watching a cartoon?
Yeah, look, from what I remember, yeah, it was. Yeah.
And that's it was the same way here, for a long time. And that's why, when you say the term voice acting, that did not use was not used as a term until the mid 90s,
Oh, really? Okay.
because most people did not consider cartoons art and did not consider the people making them actors. It was not until the 90s when cable came out and then all of a sudden there were 24 hours of cartoons on a channel, so there was a lot more of the work. And then you had great things like Bruce Timm's production of Batman, the animated series, which made people go, oh, that's like a good movie. That's incredible. And so it got to this point where we are now, where adults don't feel like watching a cartoon is like going to a playground without a child.
Yes.
Yeah, people are going to look at you like you're weird.
I mean, Futurama, that's a prime
Yes.
example of that, isn't it? It's you got there's so many cartoons, like, I mean, The Simpsons can be argued both ways, but I mean, that's only because the kids are usually too young to understand the inside jokes, so to speak. But
But no, you're right. Yeah, actually, I should credit Matt Groening with that as well, because him doing The Simpsons and having a prime time network have a cartoon on changed our industry.
yeah, it sort of it almost paved the way for a lot of it, and yeah, and the amount, and look, I'll be honest, we got, I think two drive-ins left here in Queensland in Australia. That's about it.
Only two.
Yeah. And, one's about the closest one that myself and my family, we attend is about an hour's drive away. But you go there and we still watch those animated movies, and the amount, and it's full. Like the drive-ins are full. And because animation is so big now, it's, and I suppose, I guess that animation would, and correct me if I'm wrong, but animation would give a little bit more security if, if something like a pandemic was to happen again, because you got your live action, you got to get everyone together. Whereas at least with your stuff like your My Little Pony and all that, where you can do the voices separately, if you at least they can keep going.
Yes, that was one slight benefit during the pandemic was, because I have so many on-camera actor friends who were completely shut down. But those of us who worked on animation, it's like, well, Phil, they want you to record from your home. So, but you can't shoot your close-ups for a
Yeah,
movie from
that's
home.
right. That's right.
Tom Hanks, quick, get out your phone. Just shoot yourself
Yeah.
saying your lines. No,
Yeah.
no one wants
Wilson. Yeah.
that.
But look, so I don't steal too much more of your time. I'll throw in a couple more questions to you, but what have you got anything? Are you working on anything currently? Got anything coming in the coming out soon? That you can sort of whet our appetites with, or
Well, the biggest thing, and also the greatest thing heart-wise for me, is that Futurama has been picked up for another 2 seasons.
wow.
So after being canceled 3 times, as my character Hermes Conrad would say, "We have come back from the dead 4 times with a zombie of cartoons." But the fact that I get to, like you said, record together with this incredibly talented cast doing incredible material from Matt Groening and David X. Cohen and our wonderful genius writing staff, that is a blessing.
Yeah. No, well, that's fantastic. It's one of those things. I mean, Futurama, it's they're like a house, they're a household name. They're part of the furniture, those sorts of, and us as consumers, and we want to be entertained, and we love, well, I love those things. I to be fair, a lot of those, they offer a lot more, I think, in terms of creativity than live action can, for the most, for a lot of it anyway. But that's just a personal thing. But
Yeah, well, Futurama is great because you, as a sci-fi fan, you get what you really enjoy. It's like, oh, they're building a world. Oh, there's an alien language. But you also get comedy. You get funny things, like you get from a cartoon. And it's good to hear that, because that's one of the weird things about the US is you're never sure which of these great fun shows gets passed on to other countries.
Oh,
Although
right.
being able to get to attend Supernova is a wonderful benefit, because it means that you guys have gotten to see some of these games, shows, movies, that sort of thing. Although, I don't, as a voice actor, you don't get many invitations to Europe because they dub, in countries where
Yes.
English is not the primary language, they don't hear my voice.
No, that's right. That's right. Yes. Yeah.
But thankfully, the only, international trip I've gotten to make is to the UK. But now my second will be to get to come to Australia.
Well, at least we've gotten rid of the hot weather for you. Now it's starting to cool down. So, mate, it was horrible. Absolutely horrible. So, but yeah. So no. And look, as you say, just quickly on that, Futurama, sci-fi. I love the Jetsons. That's what I grew up watching, is the Jetsons, and Futurama sort of, it sort of plays on from that, not in that same way, but you know what I mean? Like it fills that void, for someone like myself anyway. So, but yeah, and then, and look, and lastly, one question I asked everybody prior to COVID, it didn't seem so bad, or so, I don't know, uncouth, I don't know, but basically the fun question is, and you can answer, it could be as silly, as serious, as whatever you want. But so the world's been taken over, zombie apocalypse. It's come, it's hit us. Everyone's turning into zombies. Think, you know, you're thinking Walking Dead, World War Z, that sort of thing. You have one choice to pick anything you want to be your weapon to survive. What is your weapon of choice? It can be anything. You know, I've had things from a fridge full of frozen pizza just so they could hide in the corner and eat and be have food, you know, like so. But yeah, so
Well, I mean, I don't know. I imagine you probably expect people from the USA to answer that question with guns. But
actually,
no.
haven't had very many say that, but yeah, it's
No.
really good actually. Yeah,
No, there's too
so
many guns. There's too many guns in this country.
we're not allowed them over
But
here.
no, if we were in a zombie world, and I don't know, maybe this is because I've played a samurai for so long, but I would want a samurai sword. Because
Yep.
then you can cut off the zombie's
And
head.
you are not the first person to, you have had that probably twice before, katana, like a katana blade or something like that. So
Right.
because, and the reason being, you don't have to reload it. You're not going to run out of bullets, are you? So no, that's awesome. I really appreciate that. I appreciate your time. I know this. You know, I can see the joy, you know, that comes, that you just show, like in what you do. It's really, really great to see that. So, and look, we look forward to seeing you over here, and I hope the Australians treat you well when you're here. So they're generally a pretty good bunch at these cons. So yeah, but
Yay.
but yeah.
Looking
Anyway,
forward
Matt,
to
have a safe trip on your way over. And hopefully, yeah, it's everything you want it to be. So
Thank you.
thank you very much for your time, mate. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yes. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you for having me on the show, and thanks for your great questions. And thank you for being down under.
No worries, mate. See you later.
Take care.
Bye.